feel inspired this morning with some scriptures I'd like to share with you on faith. The first scripture, Genesis 18:14. This scripture came to me this morning. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Let's think, is there anything too hard for God? You know, humans, we have limitations. And if somebody is sick that we love, even if we want them to get well, we have a limitation. We can help them. We can do all we can to comfort them, pray for them. But unless the Lord hears prayer and heals them, we have a limitation. But there's nothing too hard for God. God can do anything. You say, well, some of the worst afflictions, some of the worst diseases that's going on nowadays, I don't even like to say the words, God can heal them. Even when man says, or the doctor might say, well, there's no hope for this person. God could change it if he wants to. And he wants to increase our faith. But the devil, he's always wanting to discourage us, wanting us to have unbelief, wanting us to have fear. He works on our minds. But the Lord is always wanting to encourage us. So I want to take this first verse in your heart this morning and ask that question to yourself. You know that there is nothing too hard for God. And that shouldn't really encourage us when we're servants of the Lord. And that verse in the 14th verse of the 18th chapter says, is anything, when he was talking to Sarah about having a child, and wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou dost laugh. You know, sometimes we get afraid. We think that the Lord, you know, we might make a mistake or something. But, you know, we might as well just be real honest with God, because God knows everything. And if we go to prayer to God, we might as well just be very honest and just be clear with God, because he knows our hearts. He's looking down upon us. Even if this morning we need more faith, we all need more faith. I need more faith. I thank God for the faith I do have. But I ask the Lord, Lord, increase my faith. I love one of our songs that we sing about faith, and it says, increase my faith, Lord. I see a lot of saints many times raise their hands to that. Lord, would increase our faith. We need our faith increased. We're living in a wicked generation. We're living in a generation that doubts God, fears, has unbelief. But you know, God wants his saints to have faith in him. And we want to remember that there is nothing too hard for God. There's another scripture over here I'd like to read, Luke 18. There's another condition on our to have a lot of faith. We must believe that there's nothing too hard for God. We must believe and have confidence and obedience. When we obey God and obey his word, when we keep things clear, you know, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 18 years old. That's been almost 35 years ago. But between all that time, I have kept saved, I have kept sanctified, but I've made some mistakes. I haven't sinned, but I made mistakes. I've done things, said things. I've had to ask God to forgive me. But I've tried to always keep it clear between me and God, me and my fellow man. You know, there's a scripture that says if we go and we pray and we have aught against our brother, if our brother has aught against us, it says go clear yourself and then come back and offer your sacrifice. Have you ever went to prayer and the Lord would bring someone to you? Well, you know what you said. Maybe you should ask forgiveness for that. And maybe it's a little hard sometimes to be humble. But the Lord wants us to be humble. He wants us. And, you know, the more that we do that and correct ourselves and ask forgiveness, we'll be more careful what we say with our tongues. I left the Lord. I said, Lord, it says in the Word that no man can tame the tongue, but I know a God that can. I know a God that can tame our tongue. And under pressure, and Brother Stanley mentioned emotions, and I think women sometimes are definitely more emotional people, creatures, and sometimes under pressure we react, and maybe we would say something that because we're hurt. But you know, the Lord wants us to help our tongues. He wants us to be sweet saints. And you might say, well, I think I'm a sweet saint. But you know, get under some pressure, and you might not say something just so sweet. The Lord wants us to be seasoned with salt, have a sweet tongue. Always have a sweet tongue. Not just when things are going well. You know, it's just when things are going well and wonderful, we can be like that. But I'm still talking about faith. To be, have faith in God, you must have a pure life and have confidence in God, that you're all clear with God, and obedience brings faith. But we're not afraid to trust the Lord because we have obeyed Him in all points. And we know that if we die, we go to heaven. So that brings faith. It brings confidence. We're not afraid to trust the Lord. We're not afraid to put our life in God's hands. We're not afraid when things come because we have obeyed God. I love that song that says, obedience. It says, by thy blessed word obeying, Lord, we prove our love sincere. For we hear thee gently saying, love will do as well as hear. And it says, vain hearts, thy name professing, thy commandments cast aside. But we feel thy great salvation, and in all thy truth abide. And when we obey God, it brings faith. And we want to obey the Lord. And the scripture says here in St. Luke 18:1, he spake a parable that men ought always to pray. And I want to bring that back. 1 John 3 is what I want first. 1 John 3:20. It says here, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. See, if our heart doesn't condemn us and we go to Him in prayer, it brings faith, it brings confidence, it brings surety. I know one time years ago in Michigan I can't go in detail about this, but I was trusting the Lord with one of the children, and I almost died. I would have died if the Lord hadn't divinely healed me. I was at that point. And I'm not boasting in myself about this, but at the time, I was sincere in it. I thought I was doing the will of God. I wasn't trying to tempt God by being at home, but I really was sincere in my heart. I wanted to trust the Lord. And I told the Lord that. I said, Lord, here I am. I'm in trouble. If you don't heal me, I'll die. I said, but God, I'm ready to go if you really want. At that time, I don't know how I had that faith, but God gave it to me. I said, Lord, I'm in your hands because I don't want to go to the hospital. I want to trust you. And it wasn't the fact that I felt like maybe I was sin or something if I went to the hospital. He done so many miracles for me. He done so many miracles in answering prayer with this child. I knew I just didn't want to give in at the end. And you know, the Lord gave me what to do, and they prayed for me, and the Lord divinely healed me right there. And if He hadn't, I could have just laid there and died. And the Lord did that, and I thank God. But saints, if you come to a place like that, you have to know that you're ready to go, or you'll be afraid to die. You'll be afraid to die. So if our heart doesn't condemn us, it brings confidence. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Why? Because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And then it goes on, and this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as He gave us commandment. He that keepeth His commandments dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. If we have confidence toward God. Now I'm going to something's coming to my mind, and I want you to bear with me. I know there's just a few here, so if you'll understand my heart. But I read this in one of the old books about divine healing. And, you know, faith just, I'm not talking this morning just about faith, divine healing. That's part of our faith. But we need faith for so many more things. We need faith to keep saved. We need faith when the devil comes along and brings all kinds of problems, that we just keep going on for God and we don't let it affect us. And we keep faithful to God. That takes faith. It just takes faith in every area of our life. But what I want to bring out was, you know, we read about the old books where, oh, they prayed for them and they just said they got out of wheelchairs. It happened. It really did. And I believe God could do it today for us. I mean, I believe we're still the saints. I believe we're just as much saints as they were. But I was reading this, how the Lord gave a special, I believe it was Willison Brown, wasn't it? He was one of them. He was an infidel before he got saved, but there was different ones that the Lord put his hand on. And
Brother Brown?
Yeah, Willison Brown. But there was he the same man? There was one of the ministers that had dreams about people being healed and coming, walking and getting up out of wheelchairs and different things. I don't know if he was the same man. But it was one of the saint ministers. And in his life, that really happened. But it wasn't that man. It was God allowed that to work in that time period. And we don't want to think, well, because we don't see this as quite as much, well, we're not the same, or we've let down somewhere, because saints, we are still the same saints. God has the same power. Nothing's too hard for God. God can do the same thing, but he works in different ways with people. He worked with them in a special way like that, and he can do the same today if he chooses to do it. But one thing they would ask some of those before they were prayed for, have you completely trusted in the Lord? You got medicine in your bathroom, they call it medicine chest. Are you taking medicine behind the scenes that the saints don't know about? They ask them things. Well, you know, we don't do that much anymore. I'm not saying we never do it. I know I don't do it hardly. I just go pray for people. I don't really question them. But you don't wonder if we should, because they question them, and some of them would say, well, yes, I do have some. But I'll tell you what, I'll ask the Lord to forgive me right now. I'll throw it away. If he'll heal me, help me out. And the Lord would heal them. But so they had their heart didn't condemn them, and they got rid of these things, and it brought confidence. And I just thought this came to my mind to bring that out. I don't know why, but we need to be clear. We need to be clear with the Lord. Then he'll heal. We can't hide Pepto-Bismol or whatever. I don't know why that came to my mind, but you know, we can't hide that. We could hide it from the saints, but God knows. God knows what we're taking. He knows what we drink and eat. And he knows all about it. So we can't hide from the Lord. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. The Lord knows. If our heart doesn't condemn us, we can go to the Lord in prayer. And I want to tell a healing the Lord. I don't know why, but I've had, saints know here, I've had a little trouble with my back off and on. Well, before the meeting, when I went to West Virginia, I'd done some painting, quite a lot of painting. I really overworked. And when I got home, I was in pretty bad shape. And that was Tuesday, and I knew the meeting started Friday. And Rhonda needed me to watch Bridget. And I was laying on the couch, and my back was hurting. And little Bridget was laying on the floor, and she looked up at me, and she says, Mama, does your back hurt really bad? Now, she's not 3 yet. I think she'll be 3 in September. And I said, yes, honey, it does. She said, just pray to Jesus. I says, okay. And she took my hand and she began to pray. And I was praying with her. And she said, amen, amen. And then she looked at me and she goes, oh, doesn't it feel better now? I said, yes. But that's a childlike faith, see. Just believe. And you know, I don't know just when it happened, but the Lord completely healed me. I got better. I haven't had any pain through this meeting at all. Not one. I just praise God, and the Lord brought back to me that the Lord healed me when Bridget prayed for me, a 2.5-year-old child. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? The Lord will use a little child. We don't have to have some big commotion going on, or something big. You know, God works in little things. He works in small things. You know, and I think about when they chose David. You know, the Lord chose David, and oh, he was the shepherd boy out in the field, and they bring all these big guys. I don't know what they look like, but imagine they were just really some quite good looking big men, strong men. You know. Sure, God's going to choose one of them. Oh, well, no, none of these sons. This isn't the one. Do you have any more sons? Oh, we got that little boy out there. He keeps the sheep. He's nothing. He's not important. Bring him to me. And he looked and said, this is the son that God has chosen. Isn't it the way with people sometimes? We think, well, God's got to use somebody that's strong and all this, but no, God just picks a little shepherd boy because God wants the glory. He wants the blessing. He wants to know it was Him that did it. He wants all the glory. Now, this is the thing I think about sometimes with doctors and things, that, you know, people get, and I know in my family, sometimes they praise the doctors too much. And I think this is the thing with God. God wants the glory. And we're not hard on people. We're the saints. We'll go in the hospital and pray for people. We love people, you know. And we understand that some people don't have the light and understanding and all that. And I'm sure there's some doctors that are doing the very best they can for people, trying to help people. But yet God wants the glory. He said, I don't want to give glory to other things. And you can't really give glory completely to God when you're healed. If you've been trusting in man and doing all these remedies, well, people just say, well, that's what helped you. It wasn't God. It was that medicine you took. It was that doctor you went to. But when you put your trust completely 100% in God and you're healed, and even then some people say, well, you weren't as bad as you thought you were. That happened to me. Oh, I tell you, back in the 80s, I had a heart attack. Well, how'd you know? You never went to the doctor. Well, I'll tell you what. I got pretty low. For about a month, I had to sit in a chair to brush my teeth. I was so weak, the girls would wash my hair, and I just would lay on the couch, and they'd dry it. I had no strength, hardly at all, just a little bit. And the pain would just constantly go from my neck and down my left arm and my chest, and just almost constantly. Sometimes it would ease up, you know. But it was so bad. But one day, I thought I was going to be healed, but after a month went by of that, I thought, Lord, I think I'm going to die. And I told Jerry, we had a talk on Sunday morning, the girls that went to service here at Guthrie, and Brother Carl was our pastor then. And I said, Jerry, I was just saying goodbye to him. I said, I thought the Lord was going to heal me, but I'm not getting any better, so I think I'm going to die. And I said, but it's all right. I've made my peace with God. I'm ready to go. Whatever God wants. Oh, it's so wonderful to trust in the Lord. But you know, right then, Brother Carl and Rebecca came over right after Sunday morning service. And he came in there. I was so weak, I was at the point I could hardly pray like I wanted to anymore. The pain was shooting down my left arm, and I was just getting weaker and weaker. And he walked in, and Sister Rebecca and I just cried. I just burst in tears. I said, I'm in pain. I'm getting weaker. I said, if God don't help me, I'm going to die. And he got down, and you know how Brother Carl prays? He said, rebuke the devil of him. Get him out of this house. Take this pain away from Sister Marcia, every bit of it, and heal her body and let her live. And rebuke Satan. Get him out of this house and run down the road. You know, I have to do just like he did it. And, you know, the Lord took my pain away. Yes. Sister Karen, I never had it again. Right. To this very day behind the pulpit. Right. But it took me about a year to feel completely a whole person again. I was weak, but I never had no more pain. Praise His holy name. And the devil, he'd come along and say, yeah, you know, people have heart trouble about 10 years and you're gone again. You know why? When the Lord heals, He heals perfectly. I said, I could live to be 80 years old. I'm not worried about it. The Lord, He gave me a good heart. Praise God. It's wonderful. The Lord can do anything. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Oh, I praise His name today. It's wonderful. We need to put our complete trust in God about everything. Everything that happens to us. Trust the Lord. You know, some circumstances sometimes comes up in your life and you wonder, what is going on? And the Bible says, don't wonder about the fiery trial, the strange fiery trial. Remember the scripture? That is to try you, though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice. We forget about the scripture. The Lord, He brings it back to me. Well, sometimes something strange is happening to me, and I think, whew, this is a trial. This is a hard battle. You know how the saints have certain language. But you know, these trials, we don't like these trials. But you know, this is the trying of your faith. It's much more precious than gold. That when you have tried, God will refine us and purify us. So don't think it's strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice and praise His name anyway. I know one time I was up in Michigan, and I think I had kidney stones, as far as I understand, for about a month. I never had seen a doctor, but I really believe that's what it was. And that can be very painful. Whew, terribly painful. But I remember walking in the basement. We had a basement in Michigan. They have basements back there. And Jerry had finished it off. I walked down there, and I'd play hymns. And I'd walk all night long, practically all night long. I'd suffer so bad. You know, at night you suffer sometimes worse. And I would sing those songs. And one night I said, Lord, I don't know if I've done something wrong. You reveal it to me. I will. I'll straighten it out. I'll straighten it out, Lord. I was saying, Lord, I want to be healed. I don't want to suffer this no more. Please have mercy on me. And I'd just be crying and crying, talking to the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me, please. And one day I was just praying. I said, Lord, you know, I'm going to trust you. Finally, I just put my hand out. I said, I'm going to trust you, live or die. I'm in your hands. Whatever. If you want me to suffer for some reason, I'm in your hands. And when I did that, the glory of God just came right over me. I mean, I just felt the presence of God so strong. But the pain was still there. But I felt Him. And I was praising God and rejoicing all over that basement by myself. I probably looked very strange if someone would have seen me. But I said, Lord, if you're with me in this trial, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm hurting anymore. I know Jesus is with me. Amen. Praise God. And He took me through. And after a while, He healed me. And sometimes it's not that God is not answering prayer. Sometimes we get prayed for and we don't see instant healing. It does not mean that God is not listening. It does not mean that God is not hearing. Because sometimes after a while, He does heal us. But He wants to just, I don't know why. God has His way. Sometimes He heals us immediately. And sometimes He waits. But you know, we can trust the Lord. We can just trust the Lord anyway. The Lord knows all about it. Oh, praise God. Have confidence, God. That scripture I was going to read there in Luke 18. It says, men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. There was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. He would not for a while, but afterward he said, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Dear saints, remember all the examples in the Bible. Abraham. Remember Job when all the trials went against Job. When his children were killed. When his things, his possessions were taken away. He had all these things against him. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He kept his faith in God. And afterward, God blessed Job more than he had before and blessed him. But see, he went through a trial. He went through a hard place. There's sometimes all through the Bible. Look at Joseph. He had a dream. He was going to be over his brothers and all this stuff. But it didn't look like that. It looked like the opposite. He was sold. He was put in prison over a lie. All the things that were against him. And it said the dreams, the word of the Lord would try him. In other words, when he was in the prison, he would think about the dreams. And he would think, Lord, it looks like everything's contrary. It looks like everything's against me. But what about those dreams, Lord? And it tried him. The same way with us sometimes. Sometimes we have situations, circumstances, strange trials, problems that come. It looks like all things are against us. But then we think back on the blessings God's done. All the things God's done. All the things God has, He's heard prayer for us. We need to encourage ourselves. And I don't know, and God will bring us out like He brought Joseph out. One day, I don't know if it was the baker or the butler, I get them mixed up, but they remember Joseph down there. And they got him out. And that day came. The day of deliverance. And that deliverance day will come for us. It will come. But we just got to keep our faith in God. We just got to keep going on. I know one time in Michigan, I was having a severe problem up there. And I was really, the enemy was trying to discourage me. Not giving up God. But just problems and situations up there that I just did not know. Out of my control. Couldn't do anything about it myself, hardly. I mean, I just didn't know what to do. And I remember I was saying, Lord, I want to keep saved through this. I want to be encouraged. But I am so confused and mixed up. Don't know what to do, Lord. And I was laying on the bed and I was crying one night. And I said, Lord, you've got to help me. I just need your help. What am I to do with all this confusion and trouble and problems? And you know what the Lord said? He spoke to me. He said, when you've done all to stand, stand. And I said, okay. So that's what we got to do. When we've done all we can do to stand for God, just keep standing right in the midst. Because you know what? It's going to pass away someday. That it'll, you might get a different trial, but it'll leave. Praise God. But you know, through those trials, later the Lord let us leave Michigan. And you know, I'm not saying all things was bad. I love Michigan, love people there. But you know, the Lord just sent us to Oklahoma, and that part of our life was over. And the Lord brought us out. He kept us saved, kept us encouraged. But you know, some of the things I went through there helped me to know how to conduct myself and react when I got in a congregation here. When problems come up, I knew what I should do. And I might not have known if I hadn't went through those hard things. So God uses things to teach us. And He's watching over us. So remember, it is to keep praying. You know, the devil, he wants to attack us with unbelief. But the Lord wants us to have faith in God. And Mark 9 and 20, it says here, the Lord wants us to have faith. It says, they brought him this child, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. He fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long, Jesus said, how long is it ago since this came unto him? He said, as a child. Oft times they have cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Do you know this father was in quite distress? Can you imagine having a child be full of the devil spirits and just cast him into the fire, cast him into the water? Here you had to deal with this all the time and love this child. And he just said, have you ever came to Jesus and say, Lord, if you can do anything for me, help me out. Just please have compassion on me, Lord. Oh, you know the Lord, He's looking down. He's looking down. If you can do anything, will you help us? Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straight
wait,
now this was a challenge. It's a challenge to us today. You want the Lord to help you? Do you believe? Well, I think I believe. I want to believe. I hope I believe. I want to have all the faith I can in the Lord. If thou believe, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So he says with tears. He was so in need. He said, Lord, I do believe. I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. What he was trying to say is, Lord, I believe all that I can muster up. I believe you, God. That's the way the saints feel. But if there's any little tiny unbelief in there, will you help it? Can we say that to our God? Lord, I do believe. I've trusted you, Lord. You've healed me many times. But I do believe you, God. But if there's any kind of unbelief working in my heart, anyway, will you help that unbelief? Will you strengthen it, Lord? Help thou mine unbelief. Saints, sometimes we need to pray that way. Lord, if there's any kind of unbelief there, just help me. And you know what the Lord done? Jesus saw that people came running and rebuked the foul spirit. Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and he was as one dead. This child was healed. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Well, sometimes we just need to pray and fast for the Lord to help us. But you know, the Lord, he's wanting to help us. He's wanting to help us. Matthew 13:54. Help our unbelief, Lord. If there's any, just help us. Matthew 13:54 says, and when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? His brother James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto him, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. He did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Criticism will hinder faith and prayer. Being critical of one another. That's what they were being critical of Jesus. Who is he? What's so special about him? He's just a carpenter's son. They didn't really believe he's the Son of God. And it hindered him from working with them. Lord, help us to just... Have you ever just tried praise to God when you get in a battle? I know sometimes, does the enemy ever come to you? I'm sure he does in your mind. Maybe something you're going through and you're trying to, you know, a woman would be home maybe doing dishes or sweeping the floor. But all the time the enemy is working on your mind, bringing these things to your mind. And you just want to dismiss it. And so you start just singing some songs, praising God. It just drives the devil away. You just start praising the Lord anyhow. Just praise Him and thank Him and start singing something. It lifts your spirit. Why do we want to be in troubles anyway? Yeah, that's no fun. That's not enjoyable. Fun is probably not the right word, but it's not enjoyable to go through life and have problems with people or troubles and, you know, out of sorts and all this. It's not enjoyable. We got to go through this life. We ought to go through this life being happy, loving one another, enjoying one another, you know, being happy and praising God. And because we're not going to be here that long. Let's enjoy each other. Let's have a good time. Let's be happy. Well, you try to be, but see these troubles and these problems and all this stuff. Well, just cast them aside. Rebuke the devil. Just praise God anyhow. I know one time I was sitting in service, and the devil, he comes right in the service, too, you know, to talk to you. And I was sitting there, and service hadn't begun. This was years ago. I don't know if it was here at the other chapel, but it was a while ago. And this come into my mind when I was going through, and I said, oh, Lord. They hadn't even started singing a song. You don't know what the saints' battles are they're having. A lot of times they keep it to themselves. They tell Jesus, but you don't know. You just don't know what encouragement they need sometimes. But you know, I was sitting there and I was saying, Lord, this is so hard. Why am I going through this? This is just so hard. I was saying this in my mind. This is just so hard. It was like I just didn't know. And all of a sudden, the Lord gave me a song. My yoke is easy. I was like, I heard Him from out of the sky, out through the ceiling. He said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. I said, that's right. I'm thinking it's hard. That's awful. That's right, Lord. Your yoke is easy. Easy. It's not hard. It's easy. And I just started getting encouragement from that. And the Lord just brought me out. You see how the devil can try to tell you, oh, it's hard. It's so hard. It's so hard. And when Jesus says, no, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He'll take us through to the very end. I believe my God. We went to visit Brother Leroy yesterday, and I tell you, it's wonderful that he got saved. But Juanita was telling me he was in his right mind. He was able to pray. This was at home when he prayed. It wasn't at the nursing home or at the hospital. It was back at the home. She told him. They started praying. And one thing, my daughter Tammy, she started crying when she heard it. He says, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Every one of them. Every one of them. Bless his heart. He went through some hard things, wars and things. It was a battle for him to you know, believe God would forgive him. But isn't that wonderful that he prayed through and he said every one of them. And now the Lord's going to take him to heaven and we can all be happy about it. We can all rejoice. Oh, that our brother made it. Oh, we want to have faith in God. We want to believe. Hebrews 11:6. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, I want to please the Lord. I don't want nothing to say it's impossible. So I want the Lord to help me to have more faith. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know, when we got saved and we went to the Lord in prayer, did anybody see Jesus physically? Did you see Jesus? Did he come in your room and you actually saw him? But spiritually, you saw him, didn't you? You saw the evidence of your salvation. There was something supernatural. We don't know how it just worked, but he took the old heart out and he gave us a new heart. And we changed. Just immediately changed. Some people say, well, the stars were shining brighter and the moon looked better and the trees were greener and the grass. And I thought I was in this world before, but everything's beautiful. Oh, when Jesus, without faith is impossible. But he that believeth that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that comes to God must believe that. St. John 11. Praise God. Must believe God. Must keep encouraged no matter what happens to us. St. John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do we believe that, saints? Well, you say you are going to die. One of these days your body's going to die. But we're not going to die. Our spirit, God, I was telling the little children's meeting, we're going to have a new body. They want to know all about it. See, you don't get by with children. But you say, you're going to know, well, tell us about that new body. Did Jesus have that kind of new body? I said, yes. Then he walked through walls. We can walk through walls then. Yeah, I guess so. They just want to know all about it. But you know, Jesus, he said, if we believe in him, we will never die. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? It sure is wonderful. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Praise God. Oh, I can't remember who said it the other day, but they said, might have been Brother Larry, but he said, you know, the devil tells you you're not going to be happy when you get saved. He told me that. You're going to have to give up this, give up that, and you're going to live a strict life. And I know my husband, he got saved before I did, and I thought, why did he do that? We're just getting ready to get married. And my daddy was so strict, and I thought I could just have a big time now and be free. Now he wants to get saved and live strict. Oh. See how the devil worked on me? So the Lord helped me to get that stubborn heart out of me, and I humbled my heart. Thank God. I don't know where I'd be today if the Lord had saved me, but he told me lies. The devil told me lies, because this has been the most blessed, wonderful life I have ever lived. The song said, if I had 10,000 lives, I'd give them all to thee. That's a pretty big testimony, isn't it? But if we sing it, I guess we're saying it, and we believe it, don't we? Oh, if I had 10,000. Lord, if I had to live my life over, I'd get saved again. Only I'd want to get saved earlier. But, you know, everybody, saints believe that. Oh, we want to believe in the Son of God. Have faith in God. Trust in God. Trust in the circumstances. I remember reading something about Brother Warner that said, can you imagine one of the hardest things that could ever happen to you is if your wife or husband turned against you? And we don't believe in divorce, but I'm saying something. If one of them wants to divorce you, no matter, you can be saved and sanctified, and you don't want that divorce, and they want a divorce, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But you know, Brother Warner, she left him, and if you read there, he'd go there, he begged her, she cursed him. When he had his little boy with him, I think it was. And he wanted to ask her if she'd go out to the cemetery and visit their little girl. She just cursed him and slammed the door in his face. But he went out there with a broken heart. I can read that and just cry. I'll just cry. Because I try to get right in how he felt. Get down on the cemetery there and start praying with the little boy. He said, I muttered some words, but I didn't say all my heart for the sake of my little fellow that was by my side. That's after he left his wife and what she had done to him. And that man went on preaching for God. And don't you know, he was criticized probably by some people. They probably said, ah, look at him. But you know, he was a man of God. He loved God. And it says there's something that really encouraged me. That hasn't happened to me, but that was a bad thing that happened to him. A very, very bad thing. But you know what he said? He took it as the providence of God and committed it to the Lord. Even the departing of his wife. I thought, and saints, when we have little battles that are not even that bad, can't we trust it as the providence of God and just commit it to the Lord? And later on, his wife, he was out evangelizing somewhere, and he got a telegraph that Sarah had died. And it was like a year, maybe, I don't know, it wasn't long after that, he married Frankie Miller. And that's when he died with that wife. But you know, you read his story, he had some hard times. He only lived about 53, went through all these things. But yet God was using him all along through all the battles, all the trials, all the hardships. That's what saints are supposed to do. We're not supposed to let anything affect us. We're supposed to let... Now you say, well, I don't know, you're human. I let things affect me sometimes. I'm not saying that. But I pray till God helps not to affect me to the point that I get discouraged, or I don't come to service, or I don't do this and that. I know years ago something was going on, and the Lord said, you know what you do? You go to service, you testify, you keep encouraged. And the devil, he's telling me, no, Wednesday night, you don't feel like going, stay home. And the Lord says, that's just exactly where you need to be. You get to service. I'm going to say, he might not say it that harsh, but he'll say, get to service, Martha. Okay, Lord, I'll do it. He always tells me when the flesh rises up and tells me the opposite way to do, because of my feelings, the Lord comes in and says, no, that's not the way saints act. I'm
know, Lord. I know. He says, that's Marcia. That's yourself. That's your old flesh. That's not the way the saints do. I know, Lord. I'm going to straighten up now. You walk and do the right thing. So, Lord, help us today. Have faith in God. No matter, I have some more scriptures, but maybe this is enough. I was just going to read about, but we all know how the blind man was healed and how God prayed for people and the dead son was arose and he gave back to the mother. Miracle after miracle in the Bible that God does. And he still, the scripture says, he is the yesterday, same yesterday, today and forever. I love the Lord. Please pray for me because I know I need the Lord to live up to this. I want to have more faith in God. I do love God, and pray for me.